Today is Saturday, May 4th, 2019, and I am blessed to be here with all of these people to do this next new moon session. This is Debbie Moran, for those who don't know me. And Ange and I were just talking, and Kelso basically said, "We're going to be late." And I saw the Cheshire Cat of Alice in Wonderland. It's quite fun. So hello, Kelso. Hello, Ange. Hello, Doreen. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Debbie,
hello.
I just wanted to let you know I got for today the spiritual number of 5 and 6 for spirit.
Okay.
And for, let me see, for the back, for the back section of the body, I got light center, and for the front of the body I got, which is sounds weird, I got back thoracic cavity in front, around the midsection, so kind of saw the belly button. So light center, thoracic cavity, and spiritual number of 5 and 6.
Nice. Thanks, Deb.
You're
welcome. And how are you? Wait, so it was the thoracic cavity in the back and light center. Light center, and what was the front, the navel?
The navel, So it kind of
perfect.
Goes together in its own way.
It very well goes together, yes.
Yeah, and Sparky seems like he's kind of, I'm not sure if he's just bored or he's slowing down, and Coco just, I don't know if she's gearing up to take over or she's just in a upset mood, so... Me, I'm just all over the place, so, but we could talk later, so. Anyway, hi to everybody. Haven't joined you guys in a while, so, but
welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, so.
Okay, so hi, Debbie, it's Leslie. I didn't plan on sharing, but is it okay?
Hi, Leslie, absolutely, yes, as long as you don't mind it being recorded.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just been a magnificent month, but I experienced something. I'm in a new state. I've been here now for a couple years, but it seems like yesterday. But last week, I was a part of a healing circle and energy share in a very, very safe environment with the djembe drumming going on in the background the whole time. And I have been blessed to be a part of many, many energy circles, just as what we're doing this evening. But it was the second best experience of my life. And it was just
nice.
So magnificent. The best experience was with Dr. Sandy Davis. Remember her from Canada? I was up there 100 years ago. Yes, we did a shaman journey thing that was just amazing during in animal communications and animal consciousness or whatever you call it, training. So it was just so lovely. But I had some newbies with me who were just now being introduced to body talk. And for them to experience something way over the top, I thought was so wonderful that they know what the potential is to experience. I mean, the one girl with me had a kundalini thing that was going on that was magnificent. And rosy cheeks, and my sessions following this experience the next couple days were so much deeper, doing them distantly, what I normally do with the body talk and the parama and so forth. And I'm still so grateful for that experience. And
nice.
My life is to a point of, you know, a few dramas come up, but to stay peaceful and do what you need to do, and then just let it go and be calm about it. I'm so grateful to be in that position so that it's all about choosing now to have a balance of what fun things I want to do. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And then not to do too many fun things, because I had house guests when we were doing all of these wonderful drumming circles and other things, is you can get exhausted from having too much fun. I just love.
Yes, you can.
You know what I mean? What a great place to be in life, and I'm just so grateful for all of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and aside from that, L4 and L5, as of an MRI that I had, is bulging, which is a little bit uncomfortable. And and then the MRI, because I can feel the magnetism through my whole body. So I cannot do sessions for at least a week after the MRI because I feel being off energetically. And I just go with it.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that.
So,
okay.
That's all. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else want to share?
I'll just say hello. I'm here, Debbie. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
You haven't seen me in a while.
Jackie
Linder.
Oh, wow. I have not seen you in a very long while. Welcome, Jackie.
the beginning body talk group. The beginning body talk group. I thought I'd check in. I've been going through a lot in the last few years and been knowing that I'm trying to get some change going and feeling quite stuck that I'm not feeling like I'm not getting it going when I know I want to. So kind of where I'm at today.
Wait, say that part again. Feeling like you're not getting it going and you want to?
Yeah, it feels very stuck, very, very stuck. Like I've got in a hole and trying to gotta make a new path, write a new story, find a way out, and very, very depleted energetically. So it's feeling kind of difficult at the moment.
Got it. Take a breath right now. Everybody, take a breath for Jackie and for yourselves. Okay, my dear, I wasn't cutting you off. Anything else?
No, that's fine. No, I need more deep breathing, I guess.
You do.
I've been breathing a lot, though. I've been, like, hyperventilating. I breathe so much. I've been having to breathe through so much. It's been, it's like, okay, I got to stop breathing for a while. I don't know.
No. We'll work with that, too.
With the new moon in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus, and there's all this, impacting my sign.
That's right. You are a Taurus.
I'm that stuck Taurus, yay. I am that grounded, clear, okay, not clear, grounded Taurus that all blessings flow from. That's
there
better.
You go. That is much better. That feels much better than what you just said, so we just erased the last part.
So I'm here in my hot water bath, soaking along with all of you.
Beautiful. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's good. Just an introduction.
Nice. Well, thank you for saying hi and saying how you've been and where you are now.
looking for better. Looking for the, what was it? The Emerald Palace.
What was that? Looking for what?
Looking for the Emerald Palace.
Finding
Yellow Brick Road. Where? Which way do I go now? So, yeah.
You remember what happened when she found that, don't you?
She ended up she met all these cool people. She had this great adventure. I watched that whole thing, and I would never have gone back to Kansas. Kansas was boring. I liked Oz a lot better. I watched that. I liked Oz a lot better than Kansas. And besides, all the witches were dead. What was the, plus it was bright and colorful and happy, and they
you're
sang.
You're hysterical.
I'm like, why the hell would you ever? I would never. I hated Kansas. I'd never go back to Kansas. I never understood that story. So, always wanting to go on the adventure, and that's what's going on in my life. I want to go on more adventures. So,
okay, perfect. I hear you. I feel you. I want you to stop and take another deep breath, and everybody take another deep breath with her. And I want you to envision, this is where we're going to start. Unless somebody, well, feel free, anybody that wants to jump in at any time, if it feels right, do it. But right now, everybody breathe. And Jackie, I want you to imagine the Emerald Palace is within you. Because that was really the basis of that story. It wasn't about Kansas at all.
That's true. Because everything you need was in you all along. Wasn't that it? Or the magic. Magic was always inside you.
Exactly. It's great to go on adventures. And it's even better to go on adventures consciously and whole and exploring from that place of wonderment.
Yeah, I love doing that. I love doing that.
Okay.
All right. I'll mute myself out.
Relax in the warm, warm water. Okay, anybody else? So let's all just breathe for a moment together. A lot of things have been circulating while we've been reconnecting and stating what we've been experiencing and what we wish to experience. And it's like, In Abraham Hicks terminology, it's like it's all just kind of circulating there in the vortex, which is really your source. And I see every time I connected with everyone, I felt just more coming. When I say more coming, it's not about congestion, it's about more blessing, more lightness, more, and it's interesting because it's at the same time filling and empty. And it's not about taking away, it's about this constant flow of oxygen, source, energy coming into the body. And I see it stopping right at the third eye and the pineal gland and pituitary. When it got to the pineal pituitary, it's right there, but it feels like there is each of us is different, but there's like a crystal. There's a crystal there that needs to be dissolved. And this is there is a crystalline structure that each of them needs to have and the connection needs to have, but the crystalline structure that's there for each of us, it's going to be something different, but for the collective, it's like there's a crystalline structure that's creating a block in the ability to see your life truly, to see your life clearly, to see our life truly, to see our lives clearly. And I love it, Kelso. Thank you very much. I see you. And it's really about that perspective, being able to see beyond the perceptions and the filters of the minds that we've had up to this point. It's about tapping into, it's like, so we're working with the pineal pituitary and that crystalline structure and shattering that crystalline structure and doing a repair on the crystalline structure of each pineal pituitary in relation to the third chakra, or in relation to the brow chakra, and linking it to the third chakra, to the solar plexus chakra. And when we get there, there's another restriction. And it feels a bit off kilter. And when I say off kilter, it's like, again, different for each of us. And so each of us is going to experience a different adjustment, as it were. So it's like an adjustment in the solar plexus, an adjustment with that sense of identity, and that adjustment in that sense of who am I. And opening up the navel chakra. And it's interesting because when that navel chakra is being opened, it's like almost like it was like an explosion. The first word that came to mind was like a vomiting, but it was like an explosion, and it feels like from the back of the navel chakra to the front of the navel chakra, it's like clearing the channel, clearing the pathway, opening the door, the doorway to allowance. And allowance is an interesting word. Okay, I need to bring this in. And what I've discovered over the last 6 weeks, especially the last month, is the meaning of these words that we use. And allowance, it can be seen as imagining like we give allowances for specific things. We allow for certain things and we disallow for other things. And there's been a state of confusion in the mind's eye all the way down the central vessel that has disallowed clear receptivity, that has disallowed clear receiving in simpler language. For fear, lots of emotions, lots of stagnant emotions and storylines. And what is happening is our storylines are being rewritten. And many of us have struggled for so long with all the old stories and just want to be done with them. And many of us have struggled with all the old stories and identify with them so much that there's no way, no fathomable idea of being able to, how do I let go of this story? How do I move on? And so this how is creating, it's creating more resistance. So it's almost like there's a backup in the plumbing, and the how is we're throwing more into the plumbing, and it's already backed up. So it's about, that's part of that, blow that channel clean, and opening up, bringing in pure light through the crown and down into the body, down through the central vessel, through every chakra in the body, down through the central vessel, down all the way through the root chakra, down through the out the arms and out the palms of the hands and out the legs and down through the soles of the feet and into the earth. And it's like this just continual cleanse. But it's a cleanse that's a little different than how we have mostly cleansed in the past. It's really coming in rhythmically. So it seems to come in, and then it comes in just gently trickling in. And then, so what it is it's establishing parameters and working with each person in such a way to open up those pathways and cleanse into the earth in a gentler fashion. And many have felt stuck for so long and want to go on more adventures and feel like they're not done with adventures, and you're not done with adventures, but your soul is crying for new adventures, not crying. The soul is not crying. The body is crying. The soul is saying, it's time for new adventures, but not new adventures in the same old way. And the only way you can do new adventures in a different way is to let go and cleanse the same old way. And so this light is coming through to gently cleanse the vessel we inhabit, or that we experience this life through. And the reason is clear. It's an evolution there. It's time to change. And also, the body is ready to be available to receive more grace, more ease, more allowing, and more allowing in a whole new, wondrous, delightful, thrilling sort of way. In a whole way of lifting up. So it's like as you're cleansing in, as the past is going into the earth, and the perceptions are being shifted, and the filters are being sorted and rearranged, reordered, newly aligned, then new vistas show up. More flavor shows up. More fragrance. And this is part, Doreen, of what you were talking about with this cold and allergies. It's like the cold, the congestion is all of that, of what we just talked about. And so as this cleansing comes through, as this light filters through, it is allowing the senses to become clearer, smells to become more aromatic, more lovely, less afraid of, interesting, the word penetration comes to mind. Interesting, the words penetration, the words being overtaken, being overshadowed. So a lot of that victim consciousness that we have been filtering through our behavior, through our minds, through our senses, through our filters, that keeps us in this repetitive pattern of over and over and over again doing what we think is different and creating the same old, is being shifted, is being freed. And as you are being allowed to be free, the patterns are allowing you to be free, and you are allowing the patterns to be free. It's a sense of vibrancy, a new vitality, a new perception. It's funny, if I say new perception, an old song which just went through my head called Crystal Blue Persuasion. It's that clarity, that fragmenting of the old crystalline structures, and that allowing of the new crystalline structure from a lighter, more joyful point of view, more peaceful point of view, Peace is an interesting word, a peaceful point of view. We misinterpret the meaning of peace. We misinterpret a lot of meanings. And we are being given new levels of awareness and understanding. I revisited Bruce Lipton this month. And one of the things he talked about is he said language was designed to keep you from feeling. And feeling is where the reality, where the truth of your being shows up. So it's aligning with that feeling body in such a way as not to make the other body, the other qualities of your being wrong, but it's aligning them in such a way that there's a recognition of, just like the cells know they're part of the community of you, and we are all cells part of the community of one another and the earth. There is a new level of awakening that is saying, hey, it's time to feel into, to align with that feeling, to let that newness, that new vibration, that new frequency show up easily, gracefully, joyfully, clearly. Everybody stop and breathe that in. And also tap it into your head and your heart and your belly. And when I got to the heart, there was this beautiful awareness of the moon and the sun and the dance that they express for us. The communication that they make available for and through us. And in the belly, the gut microbiome are curious, actually. Sort of looking up at the heart. And going, hey, nice to see you. Nice to be seen. That's all being linked to the physical structure. Taurus, Earth, all being linked to the physical structure. And cellular biology. And going back, sort of, back to the beginning of creation in that divine blueprint that got altered through history. Didn't really, but it got altered in terms of its perception and our ability to perceive what is real, what is true. What is whole? What is holy? Which kind of made me, it's like made me smile, made me laugh a little bit, because the answer is, what is whole? What is holy? What does that mean? It's all whole. It's all holy. We're all whole. We're all holy. Just the level of misunderstanding that we aligned with or disaligned with as we came in to experience all the nuances, all the flavors, all of the smells, all of the sounds, and all of the sights, and all of the senses of this world. That's linking to the skin, to the lungs, the heart, nice, And then, it's funny as I say that because I'm listening to the neighbor's kids playing in their pool and it's just lovely. So it's a breathing into that full expression. Whether it's a quiet expression or a shout of exhilaration. It's about tapping into that full range of motion in our senses. And in our ability to relate internally to all of the magnificent components that seem to be our bodies. And then relating to each other, to one another, here on this call, I see again another vortex energy building. And it's really beautiful. It almost looks like it has glitter in it. Not debris. It's glitter. It's like gold glitter. Actually, it's iridescent glitter. And it feels like that's kind of the iridescent quality of the blessings of the universe, the blessings of the soul, and the mineral composites in our skin, in our tissue. From every atom and molecule in the body, tapping into the receptors in our bodies. And I see them shifting for everybody. It's like the ones that are no longer necessary, the old pain receptors in which, by the way, not pain receptors are not necessary. It just means that our way of relating to them is shifting. It's about recognizing that pain is simply the awareness of source energy entering this apparent physical body, which feels like too much energy and creates a tension that if we allow ourselves to breathe into and just say thank you, the pain subsides a lot easier. This is a lesson I have learned very greatly this month. Pain is purposeful. It's not meant to be resisted, but it's also not meant to be constant. It is a sensation of showing movement through our lives and through our bodies. It's showing life. Life. Peace. Just felt everything just settle down into a very peaceful moment. So again, let's just breathe into that. Everybody, if you will, take a water break. Norman is closing the doors. Okay. So now I'm going to the hypothalamus. And suddenly there's a pain in the crown, not the crown, in the back crown of the head. So, what is that? So it actually feels like I'm holding the bridge of the nose and the top of the crown. So there's like this diagonal energy, and it almost looks like a spike through the brow, through the bridge of the nose and out the back of the head. Fascinating. So it's narrower at the bridge and wider at the back of the head. So, just being with that to see what that's all about. Oh, it's interesting. So it feels like it's this tension. It feels like it's like cracking open. Cracking open the head. Cracking open consciousness in such a way, so it's like I see this spike and it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's cracking open. It's cracking open. I'm laughing because Norman's like going around the house, closing up all the doors and the windows all of a sudden. So it's like cracking open the back of the head, and it's kind of cracking open from the front out the back. I love it, actually. It's beautiful. So it started out as a pain, and it's like just cracking open the old shell of what was down the back from the point of that head and wider down the back, down the neck, down the back, down the spine, all the way down through the feet. And it's like the image is like we're all being cracked wide open from the back. And I'm standing up right now. Feel free to do that as well. It's like standing up, and as that cracks open, stepping back a little bit. And taking a few steps back and recognizing that shell looks like me, looks like you, looks like all of us, cracked open in full structure, in full form. And then as you observe it, just watch it slowly, gracefully disintegrate and dissolve into the earth. Whew. That was fascinating. So now, I'm watching it all dissolve. I'm watching each of you step out of your skins and watching them dissolve. And then I'm watching the collective skin of all of us. That's really beautiful, actually. All of us stepped out, and it's like, there it goes. Thank you. And that includes the collective skin of those who aren't physically on the call but are intended in the call and available for the call, available for this sense of newness, this sense of letting go, this sense of wow, this sense of wow. And it's interesting because this sense of wow is like this sense of wow, but not from a place of overwhelm. It's this sense of wow from this really graceful, peaceful place of wow, and yet as I expected. It's perfectly natural. Beautifully, divinely ordained is the word I hear. Very interesting. Okay. Now the lips and tongue are showing up. And I'm like, you know how as a kid you make that noise? It's like, huh, what are these? These are new. That's really quite entertaining. So it's stepping into this, this availability for play at a greater, deeper level. Play at a greater, deeper, more experiential, more generous to ourselves, each other, and the world around us. A sense of just such a beautiful lifting of the spirit and an alignment of the soul. And I hear, and the faculties. And yet my nose is clogging up. Quite interesting. The faculties, just watching. Oh, that's interesting. Taking this back to the heart. But back up to the mouth. So in it, so before we're at the mouth, the tongue and the lips, and now we're back into the oral cavity, the whole mouth. And there is a sense of, oh, the senses are being rewritten. The senses are being rewritten. So the sense of sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing. On all levels. Ah, and now it's showing up as also at all mind levels. So that means the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, etheric levels, energetic levels, all those levels. Because I don't need to explain, I hear. Just because. Oh, that's funny. And Wizard of Oz just came back. Because of the wonderful things he does. So, it's that. It's just Grace coming in with a sense of humor. Thank you. And then, I've mentioned before in sessions about, well, the wings showed up first, and I started to talk about the wings and what I've been going through, but now my head is going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it's in a no motion, but it's not meaning no necessarily. It's saying increase your range of motion, increase your range of ability, increase your ability, increase your availability. Avail yourself to be able. Another way of saying allow yourself to be able. So there's again quietness and odd sensations in the body. And an allowing of those sensations in such a way as not to immediately go, oh my God, what's wrong? I have to do something. Or, oh, ow. Oh. It's really, oh, that's interesting. So allowing the interesting, allowing the curiosity, stepping into that wonderment of being a child, that childlike wonderment, that curiosity, that state of innocence without naivete, that state of innocence that allows you to be innocent without you feeling the need to stick your hand in fire to remind yourself that that burns. So it's a wiser, it's a wisening, an integration of the wisdom of the experiences and an assimilation of the experiences of each of our lives in such a way that we are assimilating, sorting, receiving and letting go at the same time of our lives so that our lives can begin anew. It's okay to make plans and goals. In fact, it's essential to make plans and goals, I hear, and yet be open to something new showing up for you in a whole new, profound, exciting, enthusiastic, totally bewildering sort of way. Allow yourself to play in the mystic, play in the mystery, without falling into the pit of the old pains. Feels good to feel them just recede, to be lifted. And to be let go in such a way of thankfulness rather than thank God I'm good riddance. It's more about thank you, truly thank you. For I am alive because of you. All those old patterns. I am here because of you. And I thank you now. And I wave goodbye gratefully. Yay, thank you. And now there's like a whirlwind of light coming down again. This vortex of light coming down through the heavens, through the crown, through the body of all of us individually. So there's lots of little vortexes going on again tonight, over and over and over. And so there's this vortex coming down from the heavens, down through each one of us. And then down from the heavens and down through all of us as a whole. And at the same time, there is a circulating vortex coming up from the earth and out into the heavens, and just opening up all the pathways, clearing the pathways so we can remain in the present. Imagine the future while remaining in the present and thanking the past. Wow. Breathe into that, tap that into head, heart, and belly. And actually throat. Throat. Head, throat, heart, and belly. Actually down the whole front of the body. Beautiful. And I think that is complete. it is. I think I will end the recording unless someone wants to add something to that. But I'll stay on the line afterwards.